This is BFBS,
the Forces Station.
BFBS, original music specials. Amy Casey meets We Are Scientists.
New York post-punk indie rock legends We Are Scientists are still bringing the noise and delighting fans and their contemporaries with their special brand of hooks, riffs, tons of energy, and comedy.
New York indie rock was really blowing up at that point, so we quickly got into that sound and I think became masters of it.
After 21 years of making noise, they show no sign of slowing down.
I think the new sound is not a huge overhaul from what We Are Scientists generally does. We tend to err on the side of kind of fast-paced, as many hooks as humanly possible. Music that if you like exercise, and I don't, you could probably run to very well.
This is We Are Scientists.
Founding father of We Are Scientists, Keith Murray. Welcome to BFBS. How are you doing?
Hello, how are you?
I'm really good. Thank you so much for joining me today. I appreciate it.
It's my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
So let's go right back to the beginning for We Are Scientists. So you guys, you met in college.
Yeah.
How did you meet and where were you at the time?
Well, I had just transferred to a university in California. I had no friends. And a person I had met in a class told me that this guy, Chris Kane, had a weekly Dawson's Creek viewing party in his dorm room. And, I don't think I'd ever even seen an episode of Dawson's Creek. But at that point, I couldn't afford to be too picky about what media I consumed. I just needed friends. So I went to Chris's Dawson's Creek viewing party, which essentially turned out to be 20 people hanging out, not watching Dawson's Creek, which was perfect. But yeah, that was how we first met. We've been great friends ever since.
Okay, so like when did the idea for the band come about? How did that actually happen?
That happened when we graduated from university. We, had to move, unfortunately, into the real world. And we got pretty boring day jobs and had a lot more free time on our hands when we weren't at work. Chris and I and another friend of ours moved into a house together that had a basement, and I moved all of my musical gear in there, and we essentially decided that we would form a band simply to not be bored after work. Chris didn't play an instrument at that time. We did not care at all. He was forced to play bass, and I played drums originally in We Are Scientists, and I am not a good drummer, but we sorted it out over time. I moved to guitar, which I knew how to do a little better. And he became a great bass player.
absolutely right. What sort of music were you listening to back then? Like, what kind of got the We Are Scientists train on the tracks?
When we first started out, we were, you know, we were in California, so we were very influenced by like California indie rock, like Pavement. Weezer was a big touch point for us. But we quickly moved to New York City, and New York indie rock was really blowing up at that point. So we quickly got into that sound and I think became masters of it.
Now, when I was doing a little bit of research into your early days, I found a really great dit, and I don't even know if it's accurate. So let me put this to you, Keith. How you guys got your name? You'd rented a truck and you took the truck back for the inspection, and the guy that was there to sign the truck back in and check over it, make sure you hadn't damaged it or anything, he looked you guys up and down, and because of like what you were wearing, he actually asked the question, are you guys scientists? So firstly, is that true? And secondly, what were you wearing?
That is absolutely true. I mean, well, his first question was whether we were all brothers, the three of us.
Okay.
We all looked pretty similar, I guess. We're all pretty skinny guys, about the same height. I think it was mainly like our physique. And I guess, you know, our dress was probably pretty nerdy as well. We probably all were wearing glasses at that point. His guess was if these three idiots weren't related, then the only reason they seem so similar is that they're all scientists or something.
I love that. I just had visions of you all that rocking suits with the elbow patches, you know, like sometimes scientists wear those. I don't know.
I wish it were something that nice. Yeah, I think he mainly just knew that we weren't athletes. That's for sure. That was one thing he could tell, is that we didn't spend a lot of time outdoors exercising. That's for sure.
I mean, looking back on the early days, you guys, you've moved to New York. You're really starting to find your sound. What was the one track that you kind of think this was the starting point of us going from being a band where we're just sort of kicking about doing some local gigs to, wow, we're really getting some heat here?
I guess, yeah, I think the first song that other people started paying attention to was Nobody Move, Nobody Get Hurt, which was our debut single. I think it was one of the three or four songs that we had recorded as a demo and sort of sent around, kind of not assuming anything was going to happen from it. And we got a British booking agent off of it. We got a publishing deal off of it. So that was sort of how we suddenly realized that we now had to do this for real rather than, you know, just in our basement or like playing at friends' parties, you know, while our friends treated us like an episode of Dawson's Creek and didn't watch us.
The day you move, I'm probably gonna explode. It's true, I'm probably gonna explode.
Tell anybody if you want.
Forces Station.
Amy Casey meets We Are Scientists.
Our very first tour in the UK was with the band Editors. It was a very tiny little tour. I think the very first show was at a venue in Oxford that was like 200 capacity.
Wow.
I think they maybe had like three singles out and we had one single and we're like, whoa, three singles. You guys are the real deal. Like neither of us had a record out at that point. And so I think they were always like our friends who were always knew what they were up to and we were always seeing them. So we always like used them as a gauge of like, okay, the next thing we have to do is headline. Oh, I remember on that tour, they played the Garage in London, which is 500 capacity. And we were not allowed to play that show because we were too small. They had like another band play that one. We were like, oh my God, we can never play at the Garage. That's when you know we'll be a real band. And then, you know, 2 months later, we headlined the Garage.
BFBS, original music specials. Amy Casey meets We Are Scientists.
Let's talk about some of these other artists that you've played with, that you've toured alongside. I mean, if I can just drop some for our listeners, alongside Red Hot Chili Peppers, you've played with Black Sabbath, Snow Patrol, Ash, Kaiser Chief, Kings of Leon, Pixies, Franz Ferdinand. You've played with some of my favourites, Art Brut as well, which I love Art Brut. Such a great band, you know.
They really are.
The fact that you have played with all of these amazing cross-section of artists. When I've read that list to you, do you ever sit back and kind of take yourself back to any of these gigs and watch some of them play? I mean, in that list of iconic artists, are there any of your heroes in there?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I think in early dancey indie days, you know, Yeah Yeahs and Strokes and stuff like that, Franz Ferdinand was always absolutely my favorite of that crop. Like, I just always thought their songs were so much smarter and like quirkier and just like perfectly crafted. So they were definitely like people who are our contemporaries, but also kind of like heroes might be a strong word, but like always being like, yeah, these guys are doing it exactly right. The Pixies were one of my favorite bands of all time. We've only played with them once, and it was a show on an island in France. And our label had booked a radio show for us, I think in Manchester the night before. And we were like, okay, but we have to make it to that Pixies show. And of course, we missed our flight because of the label. We were so mad at them, we made them book us a private plane from London and fly to this small island in the south of France. That felt like a very big, like, pretty baller move. We were impressed at ourselves that we were in a private plane flying to France to play with the Pixies. That was a pretty big day.
Oh my God, that's absolutely gangster. I love that.
It's the only time we've been on a private plane. But
if I could press you for your favorite track from Pixies, what would it be?
Probably Debaser, I think. Like just the beginning, like the way that song explodes in the beginning is always like, it's like just such an amazing accomplishment of arrangement. Just like within like 10 seconds of the song, it feels like it contracts and then explodes.
I want
BFBS, original music specials. Amy Casey meets We Are Scientists.
Congratulations on the new album, Huffy. How are you feeling about it all? And what is the new sound that Huffy is going to bring to us?
The new sound is not a huge overhaul from what We Are Scientists generally does. We tend to err on the side of kind of fast-paced, as many hooks as humanly possible, erring on the side of dancey music that, if you like exercise, and I don't, you could probably run to very well. I think what has changed a little bit on this record is that we produced it ourselves. A lot of the production is a little more idiosyncratic and feels more like us than on our past records. There are a lot of like weird incidental sounds. There's a lot of us kind of talking in the background a lot. Yeah, I think there's a lot more buried idiocy on the record that gives it sort of lived-in sense, like you're just in the room with us experiencing it.
What is going to be, first of all, the lead single of this album? Tell us about it.
It's funny because we released two songs in the middle of lockdown without mentioning that they were going to be part of the album. So I guess technically the lead single is I Cut My Own Hair, which is a very sort of traditional We Are Scientists sounding song. It sounds probably more like our first record than anything we've done since our first record. And it's about cutting one's own hair, which I do. And I sort of like treat it as a badge of honor. I think I keep it as a symbol of lack of vanity that I'm willing to mess up my own hair. But it's, you know, I'll do it on my own terms. And I end up liking it more than a well-done haircut.
So have you been cutting your own hair before lockdown? Is this a key thing?
Yeah.
All right.
Well, I think it began because when I would get haircuts, they always looked too nice. And I felt like a nerd. And I think the idea behind getting a haircut is you kind of always have to wait a few weeks for it to grow out and then it looks good. But I don't think I've ever walked out of a professional haircut not sad. Like I always leave a barbershop depressed that I look like a fool. Whereas when you cut your own hair, you know you're gonna look like a fool, but you're kind of like, I made myself look like a fool on my own terms. And you know, the only person that could really make me look like this big a fool is myself.
I've made 1,000 messes. I just keep growing out. I've never been much for your lessons, and I'm not gonna stop right now. You know what? I don't care. So I cut my
SBS,
The Forces Station.
Amy Casey meets We Are Scientists.
Now, military background, do you have anything to do with the military at all, Keith?
I don't personally. I have many family members who are involved in the military. And in fact, Chris is from a military family. His dad was a U.S. Army guy. And his brother, I believe, is a Marine. And his sister is married to a military guy. So we actually, now that I'm saying this, we are deeply military related.
You've got a huge connection there. I love that. If I said to you, you can't be a rock star anymore, Keith, you've got to join the military, would you join the Army, the Navy, or the RAF?
Ooh, I mean, would I be allowed to join the RAF? I don't think I would be allowed to.
Let's say that you've got full permission to come on board over here in the UK because we've supported your music career for so long. We love you. Who are you going to go for? The Army, the Navy, or the RAF?
I mean, Air Force is pretty hard to beat. Planes are very cool. I'm definitely the sort of a man-child who gets very excited when air shows are happening like around city. Like, when, I don't know if you're familiar with the Blue Angels, who are essentially like Harlem Globetrotters of planes. When they're flying over New York City, it is just unimpeachably cool. Like, there's no way you cannot be impressed at fighter jets flying around New York City.
Keith, it's been such a pleasure to talk to you. Before I let you go, have you got a message for the troops listening right around the forces world?
Yeah, I mean, just thank you so much for your service. Everybody recognizes that I would probably not be making music and free to like travel around enjoying myself and sort of delivering, I hope, joy to other people without the support that you guys bring.
Well, Keith, an absolute pleasure to talk to you today. The new album is out now. It's called Huffy. We think it's absolutely brilliant. Keith, a pleasure to talk to you. Thank you so much for your time.
Likewise, thank you.
I'm gonna wait around. BFBS, original music specials.
On air, online, on the app,
on FM,
and DAB Plus throughout the UK. This is BFBS, the Forces Station.